Today, Gwarinam, greetings. We begin our week on October 21st by our Vedic calendar at Sun 1. With a lovely Homa this morning, fire is blazing, and we're invoking Lord Hanuman to pick up Iravan Temple and fly it to Garden Island of Kauai, place it gently down upon its new foundation that we're visualizing that will happen in just a few months from now. Merging with Shiva continues with a lot of energy. All of the Madhavasi, Swamis and Yogis and Sadhaka, are participating in proofreading, in giving the last final touches before it goes off to the printer. On November 10th, we had a beautiful two-day retreat where we reflected upon what we did in the past to find out if that past is what we want to live out in the future. How does that work? The past eventually becomes the future because the energy which created the past moves forward into the many tomorrows. Now we can, when we reflect upon that energy, mitigate it or change it so that we have a better future. That's why we say, just before you go to bed at night, go back through the day in reverse of everything you did through the day and everything you said. It'll pop back from your memory, and then you can say to yourself, I'm sorry I said that. Mentally apologize to the individual. Or, in the future, I will not do that again. I'll catch myself just before my natural tendencies of instinctive impulses or emotional upheavals or temper tantrums, and I will make a change. You are actually making a change in the karmas of the past before you go to sleep. And they will repeat themselves in the future in a different way than they would had you not gone through this process of going back over your day in reverse. This is not too difficult to do. Anyone can do it. It just means we have to get into the habit of doing this, to smooth out the karmas of our life. This is a certain sadhana, this is a certain practice that if we perfect it, a lot of good will come and we'll have much more self-control. You will be your own psychiatrist, your own psychologist, your own boss, because after all, who can make corrections inside of you but you? Everybody today is trying to change everybody else, and unsuccessfully, but they try anyway. And you have had people try to change you. I know I have. Were they successful? No way were they successful. Only I can change me, and only you can change you. But in order to do so, we have to know what to change. We have to isolate the problem, and then we have to work with it within ourselves, all by ourselves. So during our retreats here at Gwarinam, we take the entire 6 or 7 days and go back over these days to see if we want to repeat these days, if we can improve these days, if our service to humanity can be a little bit better than it was in the yesterdays. And we can adjust the energies of all of us here and all the hundreds of people, beautiful souls that work with us around the world. We are so closely connected through email and the internet. It's absolutely amazing. There's no distance between one of our buildings, which is 50 feet away from another. then to one of our wonderful families in Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Sri Lanka, Mauritius, Germany, you name it. We're in a lot of countries and doing a lot of good in many, many different ways, but we want to do better. We all are on the planet in this incarnation to improve. And we have to keep telling ourselves that. We either go into improvement or we go into a confused state where we don't improve, but we quote-unquote mess up our lives and maybe the lives of others and have to straighten that out at a future time. So in a mystical way, we can go back over the yesterdays and create a better tomorrow by straightening out the yesterdays, by adjusting ourselves to be a better person in the future days. Simple, isn't it? Well, I'll be seeing you, and I'll be seeing you tomorrow, the next day, the next day, the next day. We'll be enjoying each other in cyberspace.